I think one of my favorite parts, if I have to pick one from Top Music Pro, would be the power hours. And I choose to participate twice a week on Mondays and Fridays with amazing groups of people that shift in and out. They're hosted by Tara and Rosemarie. It's been enriching, and people will bring in ideas that, like, oh, have you tried this? We get to work together. And I think that's the biggest thing about power hours, but all the ideas everybody brings are really amazing. And I have to mention all the projects that I see coming in the future are exciting.
Hi teachers, welcome back to the Topcast. It's episode number 282. And yes, if I do sound a little bit blocked up, it was because I had the delightful experience of COVID-19 last week. Recovering slowly. Thank you for many well wishes from people that know. And look, I'm just thankful for vaccinations and all that kind of stuff that it wasn't worse than it was. So look, I hope everyone, other people around the world, I hope you guys are all well and have been keeping fit. I know that the summer's coming up for you guys in the Northern Hemisphere, which is very exciting. We get to take our boys over to the UK, actually. We're very excited to get back to a little bit of international travel and visiting family who we haven't seen for 3 years, a new nephew, which is very exciting. So that's coming up for us too, which is really exciting. I hope you guys are all planning some time off and some rejuvenation time for those of you coming into your long summer break. We've got lots of things coming up here at Top Music as well during that period of time, because we know that it's also a great time to disconnect and refresh and recharge. It's also a really popular time for many teachers to actually get some professional development done and some clear headspace and planning and all those kinds of things. So we will be keeping the content coming for you, and we've got lots of plans during July and August for some new releases, some new amazing Ultimate Guide ebooks that we've got in publication at the moment, and just as many things as we can possibly think of to help you with your teaching as you come into the start of the new year for you guys in August and July, and maybe even September, some of you. I know it's all different times all around the world. And for those of you down here in Melbourne and the southern hemisphere, hang in there. I know it's a cold winter so far. We'll get there. All right. Today's episode is a little bit different, actually, because it's all about our Top Music Power Hours. And we're going to be inviting you, everybody, regardless of whether you're a member or not, next week to join one of our free Power Hours. And I'm going to tell you what these are and what they're all about in just a moment, and why we actually started these. But they are one of the most popular member benefits for those teachers who are interested in just getting stuff done and having that accountability. And it's been really beneficial to the productivity of the teachers who've been joining. So I hope you take the opportunity to come and join us on one of these. Just a couple of updates from me quickly. For those of you who are heading into a holiday period, if you haven't checked out episode number 279, that's just 3 episodes ago or thereabouts, I gave you all my tips and recommendations and links and even a freebie download of a checklist to complete to make sure that you unplug for holidays. So those of you who have struggled to completely disconnect, as I will be doing in a few weeks when I go overseas, and as I did at the start of this year when we had our long summer break, if you do struggle with that unplugging issue, then please listen to that podcast. I give you everything that I've learned about being able to completely disconnect from your business and get those batteries recharged. It's so, so important, particularly in our current climate and the struggles and challenges that we're all facing. So please, yeah, check that out, episode number 279. And a couple of new things that we've added to our Top Music Pro Academy. One is we had a recent member webinar. We have webinars both public, as you many of you who are listening know and have been to, but also we have private member-only webinars. And our last one was on partnering with parents and students. So it was all about how to help students and studio parents become our partners and to protect ourselves from burnout, talking about things like policy, information and expectations, whether you should have a newsletter, talking about simple things like instrument purchases and prices and pictures and hiring, and using software like Tanara and My Music Staff to help with some of those things, how parents can help us lesson plan. That was a really interesting topic of conversation about 30 minutes in, and getting students to teach their parents as well. All of those ideas were in our member webinar. If you'd like to check that out, then just head into our academy. If you're not yet a Top Music Pro member, then what are you waiting for? Come and join us over at topmusicpro.com. And While we're talking about new releases in our academy, our historical repertoire expert, Jana Williamson, the amazing Jana, has just released a video all about teaching Claude Debussy's The Girl with the Flaxen Hair from Preludes Book One. This is one of those pieces which we all will teach at some stage or have taught. And to be able to watch a specialist like Jana give the background of the piece, give you a handout to go along with it, and talk through some of those most important practice strategies and challenges that are going to come up will give you a smoother learning experience all around. So go and jump in and grab it. Have a look. It's such a great resource. Jana creates two videos a month for us on various historical repertoire pieces, the most popular pieces in the repertoire, and they are just phenomenal. So make sure you go check that out. It's called our Piece by Piece series. All right, let's get into the show. So as you know, I've worked with music teachers like you guys for over 10 years now. The blog started way back in 2010. And in that time, I've really got to know the challenges that you face and the struggles and pain points that you feel on a daily basis. Whether that's to do with students who don't practice, or you're struggling with low retention, or perhaps you're feeling overwhelmed and burnt out, particularly at this time of the year and in this year, not having enough time for your studio admin, or not feeling like you're keeping up with technology, at Top Music, we do feel that pain and we understand you. And that's why during those 10 years, we've worked tirelessly and shared thousands of downloads, lesson plans, videos, and articles to help answer questions and support you to solve these problems as much as we can. And inside Top Music Pro, we've got more than 40 comprehensive courses with multi-module training outcomes, shared hundreds of quick wins. We've got interviews, workshops, and studio downloads, and we've given away, 20 volumes now of free studio licensed sheet music from some of the world's best composers. Such a cool series. I've so enjoyed putting that one together for you guys. We've covered everything from teaching beginners to playing lead sheets and special needs teaching and studio marketing, Facebook advertising, group teaching, and a course on how to build websites from scratch even. So what we realize now is that the challenge isn't necessarily about finding answers to your questions, because we've answered 90% of the questions that we regularly get. What the challenge is now is about implementation and taking action. It's about working out what to do and finding the time to make a start on it. Do you feel that as well? In fact, just the other day, I heard from two members talking about their struggles to take action, and one of them said, "I'm overwhelmed with overdue admin and have no motivation to tackle it." And another who told us, "I need to stop making plans for changing my business and to actually start implementing them." Does that sound familiar for any of you? You see, we've realized that one of the biggest barriers to solving those pain points that we talked about and making lasting change in your teaching and studio business isn't lack of information. In fact, we are overwhelmed with information these days, aren't we? And just thinking about the number of piano podcasts out there. When I started, I think there was maybe two. There has to be over 20 now, probably 30. And if we go to music more generally, I mean, there's hundreds. Plus all the blogs, we've got online courses from amazing course creators from all around the world. There is no lack of information. But what we do lack is time, organization, and accountability. They're the things that are most struggling at the moment, most challenging for teachers. I liken it to when people set a goal to work out at a gym. Now, we could all go to a gym and ask a personal trainer to set a training plan for us, but how do we find the motivation to actually attend the gym week after week? Gyms rely on the fact that many members never actually attend but keep paying their dues out of guilt or that feeling of, maybe I'll go next week. And that's why so many people who want to make an impact in the gym will either agree to meet up with a friend, or they'll hire a personal trainer, or they'll do some kind of group program to hold them accountable for being there and doing the work. By providing a group of people and regular check-ins, the accountability keeps you making progress. So if you've been struggling to implement changes in your studio, if you've been struggling to work out what to do first when there are so many exciting ideas out there, or if you've been needing a push to set aside the time to implement the ideas that you know will make a difference to your students, then we have developed a solution for you. And what is it? Well, as I mentioned at the top of the episode, it's called our Power Hours. And it's an exclusive service that we offer our Top Music Pro members. But next week, we're opening it up to all our community, all our email subscribers, and all our podcast listeners to come and join us for free. We would love to see you there. So the Power Hours are online accountability groups that will give you focus and momentum to achieve the things that you want to achieve and almost guarantee that you'll make progress. And here's how they work. We run 3 sessions each week in time zones to suit teachers in countries around Europe, USA and Australia, and everywhere else. You'll be able to find one time zone that at least suits you. And in fact, some of our members come to multiple ones because sometimes they like a morning session and then they really like it. They're a bit of a night owl, so they'll get up to and do one at 11 p.m. at night. That's not my thing, but you can choose to come to as many of these sessions as you want to. And we jump together on a Zoom call for 1 hour of your own productive work time. And we've got a team member leading each session. And they're such a cool crew. You are just going to absolutely love it. I join Laura Kahar, who's amazing, and she runs the Australian session at 11 a.m. on Thursdays. And we often run that together. It's just brilliant because I use that time for practice. It's like a forced, I'm going to do some piano practice today at 11 a.m. on Thursday. I'm going to do it while a whole lot of other people are doing it as well. So we've got a top music team leader running each session. What they do at the start is a quick 5-minute check-in. We just say hi and we also find out what you're going to do. So I'll say, I'm going to practice my Chopin scherzo, or I'm going to improve this. Or someone else will say, I'm going to be planning lessons for the next week. Or I've got a studio recital coming up. I need to organize the handouts, whatever it is. And then we all mute our microphones and we get to work. And we also include a free tracking sheet if you want to set and track your goals and write them down on some paper, if you want to, totally up to you. So what will you do for the hour? Well, you could choose to work through a course that you've started and never finished if you're a Top Music Pro member. Or perhaps you'd like to set aside an hour to do your own practice like I do. Or maybe this will be a time when you update your studio website or batch write your social media posts. It's completely up to you what you would like to do. There's no teaching or content from us during this period, and we're not there to answer questions or anything. It's just about being there for you and holding you accountable for getting the work done. At the end of the session, your team leader will wrap things up and encourage you to fill out your tracking sheet if you're using it and prepare for the next lesson. So we do a quick check-in. Tim, how'd you go with your practice? Susan, how did you go with your lesson planning? And we just go quick around the group and then we get on with the rest of our day or night. As I said, you can join as many sessions next week as you'd like to, completely for free, and get a taste of what these sessions could do for you. In the same way that gym goers with personal trainers or those attending group classes will make more progress, joining a Top Music Power Hour each week will have a marked impact on your ability to get things done and to enjoy the satisfaction of a super productive hour of work, whatever that form may take. So how can you register for one of these or more than one of these Power Hours next week? What we want you to do is head to the show notes page for today's episode. That's over at topmusic.co/episode282. From there, you'll find a link to the sign up. So you'll need to register for the Zoom meeting just so we know who's there, but you can enjoy as many as you want during the week. So what times are we running these next week? Well, the first one is at 9 a.m. Central US time. And that is run with the amazing Tara Wright. We then have one on Thursday, and that's at 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Time. So that's kind of late evening if you are over in the United States, so that can definitely suit some people. And then the Friday Power Hour session is at 9 a.m. Mountain Time on Friday, and that's with the amazing Rosemary Penner. So those times again, Monday, 9 a.m. Central, US, Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern Australian Time, and then Friday, 9 a.m. Mountain Time with Rosemary, who's based in Canada. So let's just give you some quick top tips, okay? Arrive on time. The host locks the meeting after the first 5 minutes so that we don't get disrupted. So you've got to be there. There'll be a waiting room just before you start. So just jump in anytime, you know, 5-10 minutes before if you need to, and then we'll let you in at the allotted time. Make sure you put your phone and other distractions in another room if possible. And tell anyone else you live with not to interrupt you during this time. We want to make this as valuable for you and as productive as it can possibly be. And if you'd like to, you can use the goal tracking worksheet. There'll be a link on our show notes page or any other goal tracker to boost your productivity from session to session. Totally up to you. And just set a specific goal that is really realistic for the session. We want to give you a really great chance of success. And it's quite interesting, actually. Oftentimes we come back and people have achieved far more than they'd actually planned to. Sometimes I get distracted and have to I don't know, do something that I wasn't expecting, and then I get distracted from my practice. So it can go both ways, but really quite often, because we know we're all working, we're all focused, we've got that accountability of the group around us, you can actually get a lot more done sometimes than you might even think. So come and join us. Find out all about the links to register for your free Power Hour next week over at topmusic.co/episode282. We cannot wait to see you and meet you, say hi, and hear what you are up to. Well, that's the end of the show for this week. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully, we'll meet you in person. I'll be joining the Thursday morning Australian time Power Hour next week. So anyone in Australia or Asia, New Zealand, or any of the eastern kind of side of the world time zones, come and join us. I'd love to say hi, be able to meet you and hear what you're up to. Next week on the podcast, we are spending some time with Jason Sifford, and it may be a name that are familiar to many of you, particularly if you are in any of the Facebook groups, because Jason does contribute lots of great answers to questions and responses and things like that. And he's going to be coming on the show to talk about his journey from quitting tenured professorship. Yes, you heard that right. Only a short time after getting it even, and that's basically unheard of. Why did he do it? Why did he move to a new city and set up his own studio, and how did he get into composing? It's a really great story and one that will be motivating to many of you. So I hope you can join us. That's next week on the Topcast. I'm Tim Topham. Thanks for joining us, and I'll speak to you next week. For more information about this episode and to find out how to enhance your own teaching, visit topmusic.co. You'll find everything you need for your studio, from lesson plans to cheat sheets, quick win teaching ideas, and guides on how to build your teaching business. Plus, you'll be connected to a global community of the world's top music teachers. And when you're ready, join hundreds of other teachers around the world by becoming a Top Music Pro member and get access to all our bonus content and flagship courses. And don't forget to follow topmusic.co on social media and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. That's all for today. We'll see you in the studio.